Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. Super excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. We have recently added a quarterly membership, which we're super excited about. Kind of lets you maybe jump in preseason or during the summer or something like that. So that's going to be for limited time only. So if you're thinking of joining that or joining teachhoops.com, which allows us to keep the lights on here and all our podcasts, come over and join us. Also, go over and check out Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Mention Coach Unplugged, mention me, mention Teach Hoops, mention anything, hopefully, and they'll take really good care of you and give you $350 off your next purchase, which I think is awesome and rocks. And all right, let's head off the podcast. Let me apologize for this week's audio. If you don't know this, some of you are going to listen to this in the future. I was driving to Minneapolis while I was trying to do this episode with Jake. Didn't work real well, so it's only one we did. But we were trying to do it just because I knew it was going to be a busy week with the Final Four. Virginia versus Texas Tech in the final was a great game. All three games were great games. But anyway, so I apologize, but I want to get this out to you this week. Despite the audio, I wanted to get it out. I thought there were some great golden nuggets in there. So I apologize for the audio. We're working on it. Anyway, we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. So what is this week's podcast about, Jake?
So our question this week is kind of going into what we've been talking about, evaluating ourselves as coaches, is how and what we do to improve our weaknesses as a coach, whether you're an assistant coach or a head coach at the high school level. What do we do as coaches to improve our weaknesses?
This is a really good question. You know, I'm not as good as I used to be on this one. I used to actually have everyone fill out a form and go, you know, what did we do really well this year? What did we do? Now I do it verbally. I think I'm going to have to go back, but it was at a form where I would send it out to people that weren't even involved in the program and say, what did you think we did really well? What do you think we didn't do well? What were our strengths? What were our weaknesses? Now I kind of do that verbally, and I think you got to go back to that old way. And I think a lot of it is, and I don't know for you, a lot of it for me is reflection. You know, oh, we should have done this, or I don't feel like I did a very good job doing this. You know, I've got a list of 3 or 4 things that I already know that we're going to change for next year from this year that I don't think we did really well. We got to kind of, you know, tighten it up. So that's what a lot of it is, reflection for me, you know. And then obviously I think the obvious one is to go out and, you know, read and go watch other coaches and talk to other coaches, kind of like you and I do every week, which is, you know, I think makes both of us better coaches too. But what do you think on this one?
I think in the earlier stages of your career, I think you do a lot more looking at in regards to improving as a young coach. I think it's a lot different as someone that's been doing it for so many years. For somebody who's a lot younger coach, I think you look at a lot of the way how you handle things and so forth. So it's completely different in a sense. You know, you might make some minor tweaks if you've been coaching for 20 years, but if you've been coaching 3 or 4 years at a high level, you're making huge changes, I think, because I think you're still figuring out who you are. So I think there's a
right. I think that's true.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think that's a great generalization, but I think from a coaching introspective thing, yes. But the game has, I just think about how the game has changed over the last 5 years, over the last 10 years, that if I had only made minor things and not big things, we'd still be running the swing. You know, we'd still be, you know, taking 45 seconds off the clock kind of stuff. People still think I do that. But, you know, so I think that's the, I think from an individual coaching standpoint, I think that's true. You know, I think just think how much the three-point line has changed the game. You know, how have, in our state, how much have changed the game. You know, I think people have underestimated how much have changed the game and the way that you have to coach it and corners.
And I also think that we have to be careful that you can't try to change too much in a course of 5-6 months before the season becomes again. You know, you can't completely change. I think that's huge. I think I look at, you know, a couple things that are going to help me and help my team to the next year, you know, whether it's making some minor adjustments and, you know, that's going to better suit our program for the next year based on our team, you know. But, like, when you're really talking about a coach, you know, the game has changed so much too. Some coaches, we've talked about this early episodes, never adapt to the way the society is now. And they might be up in arms and flailing and getting technicals every game and they fear no parent and they fear no community and they don't care. Well, they don't last very long anymore, you know?
No, they're a dinosaur. Yeah,
exactly. They are a dinosaur. And if you don't evaluate those weaknesses or you don't change your dynamic and so forth, you know, and again, it goes back to this whole idea of being authentic. I think once you can continue to be true with yourself, I think it's a lot easier to evaluate your weaknesses and get better at that instead of trying to be someone who you're not.
Right. And I think this is the time of year too. And depending on the state or where you coach in the world, you know, I was just talking to a coach from Canada, and she's able to get with her team right now, so she can do stuff. So I told her she should use it as a laboratory, like try this and try something. So everyone's a little different on when they can do that or if they can do it. But that's where you want to, you know, you don't necessarily want to experiment that second game, which is a big confidence rival. You want to do it, you know, in April or May. You might not have the attention of the kids, but you can still do that laboratory a little bit. We've got a couple things we're going to try come summer that, you know, all right, maybe we're going to try to do these things, and let's see with the personnel we have coming back how it's going to look.
I also think that, you know, I think books and clinics are great, but the one thing I don't like about clinics is you can't really stop and rewind clinics when you're there live. And it's not always giving you exactly what you want. It doesn't necessarily always meet the needs of what you need. That's my pun on clinics. I think that my biggest thing that I've always thought in the last couple of years of being part of Teach Hoops and everything else is this, or talking to other coaches, is peer feedback and peer reflection and peer communication among other
coaches. Right,
I think that's the biggest growth.
That's what I love. I mean, I wanted to get rid of our Facebook group and move it over to the site, but so many people are active in it that I didn't want to do that. And coach, I mean, they respond before I can respond half the time. And I'm telling you, when I talk to coaches and I do, you know, for Coach Unplugged, and when I do interviews with people that are teaching members, I'm telling you, I learn more from them because they're going, oh, I'm having this problem, or I can't do this, or what do you think about this? And then it's just bouncing off. And yes, this is a shameless plug for Teach Hoops, but even if you decide not to join that, you have people in your community you can grab. You have a former coach you can grab. You have a former teammate you can grab. But somebody that you can bounce ideas off.
You better have a staff if you're a varsity coach of a group of guys that you can have feedback with and talk with. You know, they might say
they'll be honest too.
If they're not going to be honest with you, then more likely they're trying to take your job or they're not really in it for the right reason.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that podcast as much as I did. Please go over and subscribe and like, especially we love those 5-star reviews. We would love if you did that. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial, at least at the time of this taping, that is the case. It is a great community. It is one of the joys of my life at this point because I'm able to help other coaches in the coaching community through this great journey and share the things that I've been able to learn over 30-plus years. So go over and check it out. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.